All right, I'm going to start straight out, LTMA, with some information that I think you need in these times that we're dealing with. All is well and abide in peace. But I want to reveal some things to you that God gave me on yesterday that I think is of utmost importance for us to handle this epidemic or this pandemic properly. It's all over the world. I don't think it's after the righteous. I think it's straightening some things out. And I don't think it's over yet. I think that they may be coming back too fast because of economic scenarios. That's why I talked to you about health and wealth. Both of those things have to be in place. Now, if you didn't follow my instruction earlier, both about health and wealth, I want you to immediately today to get on it for your health, fasting, and eating properly, eating at the right time, not eating late at night, not eating a bunch of junk. I think Leroy and I were fasting sometimes 16 to 17 hours by not eating after 7 o'clock at night and only eating at 12 the next day, between 12 and 7, do all your eating. That will blood pressure, sugar level, a whole lot of other things, your heart, make correction for you. You call that intermittent fasting. I read up on that many years ago. But I was getting the body of Christ ready that their immune system will be built up and that their body, like the body talks about, I wasn't meant to say all this, but I'm going to say it. In 139, Psalm 139, 14, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. But it says, our soul knows right well. Well, dietary laws that God set in Leviticus chapter 11, he talked bad about a swine, about pork, and how he's a scavenger. And so you need to read that in Deuteronomy 14. Because you can't be praying to God and ask God to do something for you if you're not going to put the right stuff in your body. I found it out. So right now I'm asking all of you all to go ahead on and start building your immune system, start eating right, and things can turn around in a matter of weeks, sometimes a matter of days. I've seen it happen. So let's take care of that. And also on your finances, know that the seed knows no bad time. You got that with Isaac. God give that record. Isaac sold in the day of famine and received a hundredfold. So listen to God with your seed. Make sure you keep your seed moving. Make sure you keep your tithes moving, because in a few minutes I'm going to tell you we're in a period of a wealth transfer. And I think we're in a period also of a health transfer. By having something that this whole deal is about your immune system, how strong your immune system is. And your immune system strength is based on what you're putting in your mouth. We can grumble, we can jive and shuck about it, and eat pig and be laughing and saying, Apostle told us we won't be to eat it, but I'm going to eat God tonight. Well, you can be stupid if you want, but I'm trying to get you where you be strong, your immune system, you're healthy. And some of you all have medicine you shouldn't be taking. But if you follow the pursuit, not eating properly and not letting taste control you, we're going to see a mighty great movement in the LGMA. These words I got this morning, the mystery of these times is standing in the fresh presence of God, that on a daily basis, he may give you fresh direction for you, your family, and your ministry. Fresh money will flow in these times, the type of money you have never seen. Fresh understanding of God's financial grace will enable you to sow, to continue to tap in the flow of the wealth transfer that will take place at this time. Permit the Holy Spirit to keep you at all times in the presence of fresh love. Fresh means from heaven every day on how to let him handle things and situations through you. Now, the word I got was fresh, and it's so dynamic because in these times, we have to be sensitive to the spirit because we have a politician saying one thing, and then we have medical work saying another thing. I believe they're all trying to do their job, but they can't do the job as supreme as the Holy Spirit. And so I believe on a daily basis, we need to be in the atmosphere of fresh revelation, not just living in the mode of expectation, but in the mode of fresh, the fresh presence of God, the fresh direction of God, a fresh word, fresh thought, fresh steps, the word on the screen of your soul, fresh. It must stay fresh. Fresh love, fresh faith. And you'll go down the line. And what the Holy Spirit told me is the reason we have to be fresh because there's alarming factors coming out every day from the world system. But we who walk with God should know the mystery of these times. These times has mysteries in them. And we cannot walk in the spirit of fear. We know that. And we're not about just quoting scripture here now. It's a reality that we have to be in a fresh anointing. And Psalm 92:10 talks about anointing with fresh oil. And 1 John 2:27 talks about that we have an anointing that abides in us to teach us all things true and is lying not. It's so important to be in the fresh. So let me just for a few minutes, we got another meeting at 2 o'clock on the line with the governor of this state, so I'm not going to be very long. But I want to give you these things, the secret of operating in a fresh anointing. Fresh anointing, within the context of anointing, there is an awareness. Also, there is not just an awareness, but there's an ability, there's an authorization. When you have a fresh anointing, in other words, we got to take it day by day, not by what they're just putting out, but we have to hear from God as leaders, because we the one got the answer. So let's go down three or four things I want to tell you. Make sure your prayers are fresh every day. Don't go to a routine. Don't go just praying in tongues. Talk to the Lord in English. Ask for wisdom, ask for understanding. Pause and know 1 John 5:14-15, say he hears. Mark 11:24, you know those scriptures. It's so important that we have fresh prayer. In other words, talk to him. Talk to him in the arena of this time because there's some significant things we need to know from him and him only. So make sure your prayer is not a routine and you're not just trying to make the time up. Listen while you pray, and he'll give you a fresh direction. All right. Another thing is to keep fresh meditation flowing. And the word fresh is what I'm saying, because if we ever need to hear from God, we need to hear from him on daily basis, sometimes hourly basis, when you're in a crucial time like this. So, you know, we got Joshua 1:8. And we have Psalm 1:1-3, and it concludes, whatsoever you do will prosper. But fresh meditation, take time and pause and meditate, and don't you do all the talking, let God talk. Now, it might sound elementary, but he emphasized to me to share with LTMA, if not, we're paying. Just keep his presence fresh. keep your crab fresh. Be awakened to fresh words from God. You know, John 6:63, and fresh words, well, we call them rhema words, but they're words that are spoken to you. If you look in John 6:63, I looked at an old tape that I ministered in a minister's conference at Kenneth Copeland, and I said that they, you know, we depend on the Amplified, the NIV, and all these different translations. But it's a word, a fresh word. You need a fresh word now that God has spoken to you. I mean, he spoke to me fresh, and I got the revelation what fresh means. I mean, fresh is not going by what nobody else say, that I, every day I would know what to do by expecting a fresh understanding, fresh wisdom, a fresh word from God. So he says, stay awakened to fresh words from God. And this one Psalm Elementary, but it's the highest form of spirituality there is. Keep fresh love stirred up in your soul. Keep fresh love. And then, you know, Ephesians chapter 3, I think it's around verse 16, it's the bulk of the scripture, Ephesians 3:29, to him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works. You know, that power really is talking about love. It's talking about being grounded, rooted, talking about the depth, the height, the width, and the length, and the power of love. And so we've got to keep fresh love stirred up in our soul. Also, walk in fresh faith on a daily basis. Don't try to walk in on stale faith. Walk in fresh faith. In other words, when you approach the word every day, before you get your day started as a leader for your family, for yourself, for your family, for your church, for your community, wherever you're surrounded with, you have to operate in fresh faith. And then make sure you're operating every day in fresh wisdom and fresh discernment. It's so important, LTMA, that we as leaders, I think you have done a good job. I thank you. I think the time we have spent together over years pre-prepared you for these times. There may be one or two things may shake you up. But go back to your old notes, and you'll find that we have been dealing with this before it arrived. And I don't believe this is going to be the only one. I think this is biblical. You know, just not just your state affected, not just New York affected, not just Louisiana, but the whole world. And then we got Psalm 24, letting us know that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof in the world, and they that dwell in it. And then God give us the opportunity to open the door and open the gates for him to come in and hallow his earth and his world and all the people that's therein. So we're in a position now to bring forth the shining revelation of Jesus Christ and of the Holy Spirit. So don't let depression get you. Don't let those people stir you up. They got to get back out. They're fighting to get back out. No. I think they may move too fast, and the thing going to circle on them. I think it's the economy has overridden the health factor. It's two things, health and wealth we're dealing with. So we have to be wise how fast you're going to come out, how fast you're going to bring your church back. You got to have the wisdom of God for all that. God's going to take care of you. Some people rushing back because of finance. Some churches rushing back because of finance. But I taught you, and I'm still teaching you, I'm still training you, that our souls is God. And the seed activate that soul. And it can't go wrong. It can't go down. So I'm just asking you, as your man of God and as your leader, to know all is well and to abide in peace, but on the basis of everything remaining fresh. That word I'm about to close, but that word fresh, you don't give it to me. It means that he has the first word and the last word day by day on a daily basis. Therefore, what the news media says, or even what the politician says, or what the medical field says, we know that the spiritual field is above all of those. I'm praying for our political leader, our president, our vice president. I think they're trying to do a job. Some people don't like it, but I think they're trying to do a job. I think our governors and our mayor are trying to do a job. Some have no respect for God. The mayor of New York, I know I've got members on here from New York, he said an ungodly thing when he said God did not correct this. We're doing it. That's a sad statement if we have a governor to say something like that. But I pray for him that the Lord can turn it around. I know you who from New York pray for him, because we really need God's hand on this thing. We really need to know God's will. So let me summarize in this. I need you to take care of your health. I need you to eat proper on a daily basis. I need you not to make fun at the truth. You know, I'll be 74 years young this year. And I think that my fellowship, Word of Life Christian Center, some of them on the line, I think they were pre-prepared, and many of you, because we're connected, for this moment and know exactly what to do. If you had not been doing it, do it now. You know, I don't want to go through like I'm a medical doctor or like I'm a nutritionist, but a dairy product, a swine, and even some of your favorite, oysters, shrimp, crawfish, all scavenger. They have mentioned, if you read that Leviticus, you'll see God's diet and God dietary law. We have to walk in. And I know some of y'all on here got taste buds for certain things you've been eating, but you can't afford this right now. And then once you see how fearful and wonderfully and designed your body is. Let me give you for instance. Say when a vaccination shot, okay? I'm not against them. I'm not preaching against it. But it bypassed the whole system. When your immune system and the other system in your body, that thing done bypass it, so they cannot. What is this? It's just foreign to them. Little things like that. It's very important to know that what goes through your mouth goes through a system to assimilate and see what's good and what's bad. So we want to put good things in our mouth. Say if a man have an appetite he can't control, to cut his throat. Book of Proverbs. And I understand what Proverbs is saying there. All in all, I believe we have done well. I speak to God every day for LTMA, and I think lighting the torches of ministry around the world is a good thing to think about now, lighting fresh anointing on every ministry that is connected with us, every pastor in your congregation. You have the last words from God on that. Don't move out just because it's everything open and go jump back in there and put your people in jeopardy. I'm not going to do that. I don't know when I'm going back. They can put the date at the 15th, 20th, whatever they want. But I have to hear the wisdom of God. Now, I will keep y'all informed on the direction that God has given me and how I'm going to do it. We got all our meetings coming up in July, and we are praying about how I'm going to handle those meetings. The Lord will show us how to do it, and we'll be able to flow and get the message out to the people. So your health, protect your wealth by your seed, protect your health by your fork and your spoon. Some of y'all have medical problems on the phone and may think that it cannot change, but it can if you give it enough time of feeding your body the right thing. Remember I talked about G-bomb, green bean, onion, yam, mushroom, and then something else.
I know the last one was seed, berry. Berry is a seed.
Yeah.
And that's important. And then if you're fighting a real catalyzing problem, try to eat most of your food alive for a while, 3 or 4 days. Everything will help. One meal a day cooking, the rest of it eat. If you're dealing with something, there's a multitude of ways that God has built for us to be healthy and strong. And I bless you now. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the fumbling that you have permitted us to do on this line, but yet we know the Holy Spirit will take it and address the heart, address the situation of every person under the sound of my voice. We thank you for the fellowship, the connection that we've had these years in the LTMAU. Really, we really have had no problem. Everybody flowing, and we thank you for the flow that you're giving us. We know we're going to see many, many more years together. Each person on this line who's pastor of the church, I ask as their apostle to give them wisdom, step by step, what to do and what not to do. I pray over the finances of every person under the sound of my voice, that their finances be as we have taught them. They know exactly what to do, that you are our source, you are our supply, you give us the seed, you give us the saw, and you give us the return. We know that that's a system you set up. We thank you right now for that. Bodies are healed and healthy. Every person under the sound of my voice, I send out a healing and a health anointing on their bodies now, their loved one, their whole family. We thank you for each time. We thank you for each time, even though it's a time that we know that this is not just the Satan doing. We know that this is sort of a moment of vengeance, of people dishonoring, disrespecting you, taking pride out of school, just doing all kind of stuff with technology. And we know that they need to know that this is your world and this is your earth, and nobody gonna take it from you. We thank you for the truth, and we thank you for fresh truth, fresh faith, fresh anointing, fresh wisdom, fresh grace. We just thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen.